the University of Auckland have recently launched a new initiative to improve Māori and Pacific University entrance pass rates and increase success at tertiary level. Partnering with 12 secondary schools, the university hopes that the initiative will boost students' academic success. Māori and Pacific University entrance attainment dropped from 40% in 2020 to 34% in 2022, compared with the national UEA attainment of 53% in 2020 and 50% in 2022. Joining me to talk about the initiative is the Associate Director of Schools and Community Engagement, Liletina Waka.
Yeah, so we've partnered with 12 Auckland schools and have agreed to achieve UE parity by the year 2030. So really what we're doing with our schools across Auckland is saying, how do we increase university entrance achievement rates for our Māori and Pacific students, and then tracking that across the next 6 years. We've seen across the schools about an 11 to just under 40% disparity when it comes to achievement rates, and I can talk a little bit more about what sits under UE success, but broadly that's what we're looking at achieving.
How long has this partnership been in the works for?
Depends how you look at it. But really what we've had is the introduction of our Taumata Teitei strategy. So our Vision 2030 strategy as a university. And then in 2019, so 5 years ago, we had Whakamana Tangata. That was our student services strategy. And through those, particularly through Whakamana Tangata, we saw a big restructure in my office. The Schools and Community Engagement Office was established 2 years ago. So it's been a five-year journey in terms of getting the university kind of strategically where it needs to be in terms of capability and a shared vision in terms of our strategic priorities. And over the last 2 years, what we've seen is a significant amount of resource invested from the university to make sure we've got the right operating model, the right talent, the right teams to engage with schools. So operationally, we've been at this for 2 years and have just achieved the collective signing earlier last week.
Why is it important to boost the number of Māori and Pacific students at uni? Is it the only pathway that improves life chances for that particular population?
The secondary education sector, so if we think about our high schools, at high school, university entrance is the highest qualification you can get at high school. It's not NCA level 3, which is what some of our learners and some of our families think. So there's an education piece there. And if we dig into UE success more specifically, UE success under this agreement isn't about achieving university entrance as it currently stands. So if you go on to the NZQA website and you write university entrance, what it will tell you is a minimum of requirements that you have to get university entrance. And the language choice in that is in part of the problem. So what we've done over many years is there's the issue of low education around UE versus level 3. But compounded with that, we've got students who have been taught, if I just get this, then I've got UE. And what we're seeing in our data as a university is that university entrance, if we think about it as a fit-for-purpose qualification, it's not the minimum. So the minimum talks about 3 approved subjects. So that's another education piece that lots of people don't know about. You need to do subjects that are university approved. But beyond that, you can get those credits under the current UE system with internal credits. And what we're seeing as a university is if you come in with external credits, for example, more than 20 external credits, you're 95% likely to experience success in your first year. And that part is really important. But beyond UE, we're starting to think about how do we support our students not only to get UE, not only to come into the university, but if we rethink what UE means, how to thrive and succeed at the university.
You talk a lot about the lack of preparedness for university when it comes to our Māori and Pacific students. But within this initiative, is there room to also address why high school students and needing to work part-time or full-time jobs to support their families, that will be a barrier to gaining university entrance, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no silver bullet. And I should add, lack of preparedness is certainly not due to the learner. When we talk about lack of preparedness, we're really talking about inequities that play out in how we're supporting learners and their families to make informed decisions, which starts really early. So inequity is actually the foundation of that lack of preparedness that we talk about. But it is really complex. And we're aware in our partner schools where we've had conversations around that complexity and the demands of work. And just to speak around work, one of the things we found is we've been delivering Pacific Academy, which is a math and science tutoring program aimed at supporting students to succeed in external exams. And one of the things we found is students are coming through word of mouth, and one of the students said, a mate of mine told me about this at work. So we know that you can do both of those things. You can work and you can thrive academically with the right support and with a real collective approach. That's not the onus on the learner. That's not the onus on the family. It's far broader than that in terms of the school environment, the teacher capability and development, and the education piece across the community.
Speaking of support, once these students come into uni, how will you ensure that there's retention, that they will stay and they will complete their course?
Yeah, so if I can go back to some of our data around preparedness, what we're seeing, so, you know, the difference between exams and then internal credits. So if students sit exams, and I'll just pull up some of our Pacific data. So if a Pacific student gets more than 20 exam credits in their year 13 year, they're at an 81% success rate, retention rate during their first year. So there's a lot of work we can do even before they enter the university, which is what this agreement's about, to make sure that we have that retention. And if we inverse that, worryingly, if you don't come in, if a Pacific learner doesn't come in with any external credit, their first year fail rate is 45%. So that's almost 50%. They may still get UE, but if they don't have those external credits, they haven't engaged in the type of learning that's mirrored across the university. Across all universities, there's an external component. So again, if I think back to the agreement, preparedness is one of those. And then once a student does join the university, there's our tuakana, our support, as well as our learning and teaching supports in the libraries. And we've got a suite of faculty-specific supports to make sure, one, that they're culturally relevant, and two, that they're accessible, whatever space that the student feels most comfortable in.
Well, we're just about to wrap up our talanoa, but what message do you have for our Māori and Pasifika parents and students who are wanting to enter uni but are unsure about what it takes to get there?
My first one is you absolutely have what it takes. We know this. Let's start the conversation much, much earlier. At year 9 and year 10, if you've got questions, you're most welcome to come into the university, see a university staff member at school, come through to one of our programs so that we can start pathwaying and subject planning much earlier.